One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Betty in Betty's kitchen.
Hey, Betty, you don't need to diet. Turn around here. Oh, you're beginning to look as skinny as a bird dog.
I'm not either. And anyhow, every time you see a picture of a middle-aged woman getting a divorce, she turns out to be chubby.
Betty, the point is you ain't chubby.
Why does everybody try to talk me out of this diet? Tell Mother Barbara I appreciate the chicken soup, and I'll eat it. But then I'm going right back to my fruit juice and rice.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. That stuffed-up, uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion can make you feel miserable. But why suffer along? Get relief the easy, pleasant way. Drink a glass of sparkling, pleasant-tasting Alka-Seltzer. That's right, friends. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink that refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer goes to work so fast, Alka-Seltzer is so effective, that acid indigestion discomfort is relieved with amazing speed. Yes, you'll feel better in almost no time. So here's the simple rule to remember. When acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 6, Book 79. A stiffening breeze from San Francisco Bay is sweeping across the seawall into Henry Barber's garden. It is 5 o'clock now, and Clifford Barber, carrying a tray, makes his way from the back door of the family home through the hedge to Jack's house. Upstairs in the nursery, Nicolette is helping the 6 little girls with their baths, and Betty in the kitchen hears a queer repeated sound from the back steps. Clifford, unable to knock on the door, is bumping against it with his shoulder.
Hey, Betty! Nicolette! Betty, open the door. Soup's on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cliff. I didn't hear you. What's all this?
Ma'am, this is vitamin-packed chicken soup full of built-in goodness. Mom said your diet's made you so skinny you'll have to blow away in the wind.
Oh, she shouldn't have gone to all that trouble. I'm not that skinny yet. Put it down on the table.
Yeah, all right. Now, what's more, you're to eat it while it's hot. Hey, turn around here and let me look at you.
I've lost 6 pounds already, see?
Only 6? Baby, you're looking kind of gaunt.
No, not either. Anyhow, I can't abide women with a middle-aged spread. And I don't think husbands like them either.
Well, who says so?
Well, you notice in the newspapers, Cliff, every time there's a picture of a woman getting a divorce, she always turns out to be chubby.
Betty, the point is you ain't chubby. You never were.
Why does everybody try to talk me out of this diet? Tell Mother Barbara I appreciate the chicken soup, and I'll eat it, but then I'm going right back to my fruit juice and rice.
That sounds pretty doggone grim to me.
The South Koreans can stand it, so can I. They don't even get the fruit juice.
Hey, look, you're wobbling on your pins.
Not either.
Come on, sit down. No, come on now. I got orders. And I'll take the lid off. Now, sit down there. Come on. Now, taste. Well, you're as skinny as a bird dog, Betty. What does Jack say about this dieting stuff?
Doesn't pay much attention. I've had sauerkraut juice and rice for 5 days, and he hardly notices what I'm eating. It isn't so bad after the first 45 hours.
That is the worst combination I ever heard of. Ooh, who thought of that one?
It's Dr. Lee Wong's 15-day reducing diet.
Oh, yeah. The latest, huh? 10 more days of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can still stand up, you'll probably have hips like a snake.
That's exactly what I want.
Come on, now, eat that soup. I can't go home till the bowl's empty. Them's orders, pal. I'll pick it up and drink it down.
I almost could. It tastes so good.
Hey, look, Slim, how do you feel? You kind of woozy? Come on, tell me the truth. Now, lift up your hollow eyes and look at me.
Well, I do get a little weak. Thank goodness Nicolette's here to help me.
What does she say about this dieting?
Nothing. Why?
I'm just wondering.
What do you mean, Clifford?
Hasn't she mentioned the concentration camps in Germany or anything like that?
No. Why?
Well, maybe she's been in America long enough now to take things in her stride. But I remember when she first came over here after the war, she made us quite a speech one night.
About dieting?
Mm-hmm. She could hardly pick up a magazine without reading about some new diet. It hit her kind of hard.
I guess I'm just being stupid. I don't know what you mean, Cliff.
Well, after seeing the DP camps and truckloads of underfed refugees, here suddenly she was in a country where, with an abundance of everything, women were deliberately starving themselves trying to get skinny.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember her saying that sometimes the world just didn't make any sense to her at all.
Well, she kind of smiles when I eat my rice, but she hasn't said a word about it.
Good old Nicolette.
She's wonderful. Mm. We did a washing today and half an ironing, and now she's giving the kids their baths. I don't think even Jack realizes how much she does around here. I don't know how in the world I'd ever get along without her, especially now. We couldn't afford to pay anybody. And I think she really does love our home.
Well, hey, what's the matter?
Don't mind me. I'm jumpy, I guess.
Oh, I am, huh? All right, tip that bowl up now. Drink it down.
Okay.
Well, Clifford.
Oh, hi, Nicolette. Oh,
what is this wonderful fragrance I smell? Oh, Mother Barbara's chicken soup. Now, there is concentrated energy, huh, Betty?
Mm-hmm. Mom thinks that soup will cure anything but elephantiasis. Oh, hey, Nicolette, look. Look at the bloom on the gal's cheeks already.
Oh, so much better than sauerkraut juice, huh, Betty?
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Let me see that bowl. Okay, I can go home now. I was under orders, Nicolette.
Tell Mother Barbara thanks very much. I'll bring the bowl back tomorrow.
Okay. Tell Jack I said to stop in over at home. I haven't seen much of him lately.
He is so tired at night when he gets in from the office.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he said things were kind of rough down there. Well, so long, Betty.
Thank you, Clifford.
So long. It's quite a breeze out here tonight.
Good night, Cliff.
Night.
Now, what shall we do next, Betty? Shall we make the salad?
You sit down. I'll make it.
No, I like making salads. When I open a hydrator and see all those vegetables, I get the same ecstatic feeling I used to get from symphony concerts. I still cannot get over our abundance, Betty. This blessed abundance.
Nicolette.
Huh?
You think I'm silly, don't you?
Why?
My diet.
Oh, no, no.
Cliff told me what you said when you first came over here.
I said about what?
American women and their diets.
Oh, well, I had a quite foreign point of view then.
You've changed it, haven't you, Nicolette?
Well, I understand things better. I was going to tell you, you should go up and see Sharon Ann. She found the Christmas ribbons from the wrappings in the closet from last year. And they are all now standing in front of your mirror, doing their hair a different way. All six of them. It is a scream. Oh, Jack will laugh at dinner when he sees them. It will cheer him up.
You didn't finish what you were saying.
What?
You started to say you understand it better now, about diets.
Oh, well, you see what I have realized about all these diets, and this I did not guess when I first came here. I see that many women here are quite as desperate in another way as those starving ones I saw in Europe. There they were starving for want of food. And here, so many are starving for want of love. But not you, Betty. You are a well-loved woman, and that should make you happy.
How can you say that when you've seen what's happening? Jack hasn't even noticed that I've lost 6 pounds, and I won't tell him either.
Oh, but men have problems, Betty, that women don't know about. Jack is worried about something quite apart from you.
Yes, but what?
It is a thing at the office. No doubt it will pass.
But why doesn't he talk it over with me?
Have you asked him to?
Oh, sure.
What does he say?
Oh, that his problems are all legal things I wouldn't understand. That it would bore me to talk about them.
No doubt it is quite true. The law sometimes can be dry as dust to everyone but lawyers.
They have legal stenographers in his office. I suppose he can talk to them if he wants a woman's point of view.
Now, Betty.
He falls asleep when he comes home, or else goes walking. But I'll bet there are plenty of girls at the office he can talk to, and his problems wouldn't be dry as dust to them. And they're younger and prettier.
Oh, Betty.
I met Jack for lunch one Saturday, and I went up to the office, and there were some of those stenographers that looked like Betty Grable, and some like Dorothy L'Amour. Oh. And all he has to do to get one to talk to is just press a button.
What foolishness.
No, it isn't. Nicolette, he never mentioned the names of those stenographers before, but now he talks about a Miss Harris. You must have noticed it, too.
Harris? The name is somehow familiar.
Yeah, she's probably the cutest one down there. I saw one that was awful cute, Nicolette.
Oh, Miss Julie Harris.
What?
That's her name, Julie Harris. I remember now.
He's talked to you about her, even. He comes home later and later every night and even talks to you about her.
Now, wait. I can show you how foolish you are. Do you remember the night Elwood came to dinner? And Elwood talked about malocclusion, the bite, and braces for children, all those dental technicalities. You recollect?
Yes.
You remember afterward, we played canasta?
Yes.
Well, it was when you went out for a pitcher of ice water because Jack was falling asleep. You recall that?
Yeah.
Well, that was when I last heard about Miss Julie Harris. Jack said she had a fine legal mind. But he was showing Elwood about her teeth. They did not meet. And he said it was a darn shame, because it helps even a bright girl if she is pretty. And Miss Harris most certainly was not pretty.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I'm so sorry for Miss Harris. But, oh, Nicolette, I feel so much better.
Oh, the telephone. Shall I get it?
No, I will.
Good. I'll run up and see what has happened to those six little girls and all the Christmas ribbons. They'll be a delightful sight by now.
Tell them to come right down, Nicolette.
All right, Betty, I will.
Hello? Oh, Jack. Oh, I see. But why did you wait until now to call me if you won't be home for dinner? It's almost ready, Jack. Oh, never mind. What time will you be here, then? Oh, no, I'll wait up. Yes. All right, Jack. Bye. Oh, Jack. Why does he have to do it this way? Why doesn't he just tell me he doesn't love me anymore?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. I wonder how many of you folks are suffering from discomfort of a cold right now.
Well, I had a good start on a cold this past weekend, but I remembered your advice. When you take cold, take Tabsin quick. And that's exactly what I did.
And you seem to be feeling fine.
Oh, I am. My cold symptoms are all gone. I took Tabsin just as it says to do on the direction sheet. And really, Mr. Barton, I was amazed how soon my nose and head felt better.
Well, that's what the antihistamine in Tabsin does. Helps to relieve sniffles and sneezing.
Yes, and the feverish, headachy feeling of a cold, too.
Well, there are special ingredients in Tabsin to relieve that condition. And that's why you'll find that no ordinary antihistamine alone offers as complete relief from cold symptoms as Tabsin.
Well, I'm certainly convinced. And I can tell you, we're going to have Tabsin on hand during the cold-catching season.
That's mighty wise. And friends, it's a tip for you, too. Ask your druggist for Tabsin now, and try it next time you feel a cold coming on. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Nicolette?
Yes, Betty?
What time is it?
It's after midnight.
I don't think I'll wait up any longer. It's been a long day. Should we go upstairs to bed?
Now, don't forget, friends, next time you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores for relief from symptoms of cold. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for relief from cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Betty's Long Vigil, Chapter 7, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.